1942. A car drives on a dusty path towards the outskirts of a city. Nelson Mandela, in his 20s and smartly dressed in a three-piece suit, shirt and tie, leaves his apartment. He moves through crowded, shabby corridors and landings. He squints as he steps into the sunlight and greets his neighbours. While some children play on the street, others dressed in rags line up for food dispensed from a cart. On the street, men in uniform inspect a black man's ID documents. Johannesburg, South Africa, 1942. Mandela joins the crowd spilling out of the central railway station and crosses a busy street towards a brick building.
Out of the way, boy. Stop the hand. Come on, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Throngs of people queue outside his office. A sign painted on the window reads, Mandela and Tambo, attorneys. Yes.
Sir, caught in 15 minutes.
15?
15 minutes.
Mr. Mandela, sir, you promised us.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but the people are losing hope in their land.
How can I help you?
I am not a thief.
Later, in court.
Mrs. de Kock, my client, your former maid, has been accused of stealing these items of clothing from your bedroom.
Am I to be spoken to like this by native?
He is counsel for the defense, ma'am. But if you... feel uncomfortable, you may address your answers to me.
Thank you, Your Worship. Mrs. de Kock, how do we know that these items are not my client's herself?
I don't understand. What is he saying?
Well, what I'm saying is, can you identify these items as yours, Mrs. de Kock?
He brandishes a pair of bloomers.
Well, you seem unsure.
I will not be spoken to like this. It's disgusting. If I'd known I was going to be so insulted in a court of law, I would never have come.
Your Honor, I move that...
Yes, yes. Case dismissed.
Later, outside a boxing gym, Walter Sisulu approaches Mandela.
Shabonga, you must carry my bag, eh?
You're lazy.
Madiba,
I hear you're a man to watch.
Maybe I should sell tickets.
You don't come to Congress meetings.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, do you know anything about us? Do you know anything about the African National Congress?
If you went out today and you said, follow me, nobody would follow you, so why should I?
Do you like it when the boys are calling you boy?
When I am better qualified and better dressed and richer than they are, they won't call me boy anymore.
As Mandela runs off, Sisulu turns to his colleague.
You're right. We need him.
Nighttime in a jazz club. Mandela dances with Evelyn.
What does a hot shangoer know that I don't know?
I know that the law says you can only have relations with members of your own race.
Am I a member of your own race?
Mr. Jackson.
Pencil says.
See, this is the official method of establishing racial type. The pencil stays in my hair. I am a black man.
Now me?
The pencil stays in your hair. You are black and can officially have relations with me. Always working.
At the end of the night, Mandela pushes through the crowded club doors with Evelyn.
Wear my jacket.
Then
I can steal a kiss.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I want to see. You. Yeah. Yeah. See you, my friend. This one you take home, my man. She loves.
Are you going to be fine, eh?
Never better.
How many fingers?
Later, Mandela's photograph of Winnie at their wedding. A guard approaches and unlocks his cell door. He straightens his collar and smooths down his shirt. Then the guard accompanies him across the prison compound.